Chapter 2, Section 2, Mineral, Energy, and Water Resources. As you read, look for types of resources, types of water resources, Alabama's major rivers, terms, swamp, fertile, surface water, aquifer, groundwater, wetland, waterway. Why did large number of settlers come to Alabama? The area's natural resources made it a great place to live. The weather and rich soil were good for farming. Because of Alabama's climate, most of the state had a growing season of over 200 days. The area also had a good supply of water and many kinds of minerals. These were all important reasons for choosing Alabama as home. The layers of rock in Alabama contain many minerals that people use. Sand and clay are used to make pottery and glass. Rocks are used to make everything from arrowheads to skyscrapers. Some of the more important rocks are limestone, sandstone, and marble. You will learn later how iron ore helped Birmingham grow magically. Some of these rocks give us clues about Alabama's prehistoric, before written history, environment. Limestone formed at the bottom of a saltwater sea. Wherever you find limestone, you know that the land was once under an ocean. Coal is made of plants and animals that once lived in a swampy environment. So where you find coal, you know that there was once a swamp, flooded forest, in that area. Soil. Rocks break down very slowly, forming soil. The minerals that were in the rocks became part of the soil. Decayed material from plants also becomes part of the soil. In Alabama, there are many kinds of rocks and minerals. There are also many kinds of plants. So Alabama has many kinds of soil. Some soils are very fertile, that is, they are good for growing things. Other soils are very poor for growing things. Water resources. Fresh water is an important part of the natural environment. Plants, animals, and people could not survive without water. Alabama's water resources are found on the surface of the land and underground. Surface water. Surface water is found in rivers, streams, lakes, and wetlands. Wetlands are places that are wet all or part of the year. Alabama has more than 77,000 miles of rivers and streams. The state has 6 rivers that are deep and wide enough for large boats. Rivers used for transportation are called waterways. Indians, settlers, traders, farmers, miners, and others used the waterways to travel and carry supplies. Surface water could also be a problem. Settlers in wagons had no bridges to cross rivers, creeks, or swamps. They had to find other ways to cross the water. Sometimes they could use rafts to cross the river. Others used extra horses to pull wagons across creeks. Many just carried their belongings across on foot. Study the chart on page 53 to find how settlers could use these rivers for travel. It is important to find where the river begins, source. You should also notice the direction of the flow. Keep in mind that these early settlers had no motors on their boats and canoes. Most of the river travel was with the river's flow. It was hard to push with poles or paddles against the flow. 3 of Alabama's rivers form parts of the state's borders. The Tennessee River, the state's largest river, is part of our border with Mississippi. The Chattahoochee River is part of our dividing line with Georgia. The Perdido River is part of the border between Alabama and Florida. Aquifers. Did you wonder where the water in a spring or well came from? A great amount of water is stored beneath the surface of the earth. When it rains, some of the water soaks into the ground. It fills up tiny spaces in layers of gravel and rock. These layers act like sponges and are called aquifers. Water stored in the aquifers is called groundwater. Groundwater seeps out of aquifers and forms springs. Early settlers needed water close to the surface for drinking and watering their livestock. They got their water from wells, springs, creeks, and rivers. One of the reasons they chose a place to stay was a good supply of water. Notice that many cities and towns are on creeks and rivers. There are 20 large aquifers in Alabama. They are located under the coastal plain, the ridge and valley, and the interior plateau regions of the state. Think it through. 1. What is coal made of? 2. Why was a good supply of water important to settlers? 3. Which river is part of the border between Alabama and Florida?